I'm here now with the students who are supporting the conference. Perhaps you can give a short introduction of yourself.
Marwa Zahbib, I am an engineer from Tunisia. I study food and drug engineering. I am here. I want to thank Deep and Inwes, just I'm in Munich for this conference, and I saw the article in Facebook.
Hello, I'm Deborah. I'm from London. I'm from the university. I study at Queen Mary University. I'm here along with Sophie, who you'll meet next. I'm studying electronic engineering with telecoms, and I'm interested in DIB because it offers a variety of opportunities for women and also girls to get together and see what's out there for us and many opportunities to come.
Hi, I'm Sophie Duong. I'm also from Queen Mary University of London. I'm studying material science and engineering. Actually, the way I found out about this conference was because I'm involved with the Queen Mary branch of WES in the UK, and they posted an advert for this, and I thought, what a great opportunity to see Germany, Munich, and especially a town I didn't know about, so Freising. So that's why I'm here, and I'm really enjoying volunteering here.
Hi, my name is Franziska. I'm from Munich. I'm studying mechanical engineering in Munich, and I got the chance to join a mentoring program at the university for only female students. And through this program, I met a woman who's in the DIP in Munich, and so I became part of the regional group.
Hi, my name is Ilo Miolas. I'm studying aerospace engineering at the Technical University of Berlin, and I came in April to DIP for a film project. We did a little film spot, which you can also see at the conference, about motivating young women to joining engineering studies. And there I met Sylvia, who invites me to organize the students' conference with Franziska together. And yes, so we are here.
Perhaps a bit back, when you started studying engineering, all how did you get the idea?
Well, for me, it was not introduced. Engineering was not introduced at my school or even my sixth form, which counts for college. And I had to find out about engineering or technology even outside of my university. And thanks to an organization called the International Engineering Technology, which held awards for women, my friend actually invited me to one of those awards, and I saw someone who looked like me, and someone who was studying electronic engineering, and there were a wide variety of women who were studying different engineering, and they were being awarded for their work. One woman was working on the Shard, and I was just very impressed with the work that they were putting in, and I spoke to a lot of them, and I told them about my interest, and they encouraged me to look into engineering because there's loads of opportunities, and I think that's when it started, my interest.
Did you also had like other women which you were impressed of and thought, oh, okay, that's what I want to do also?
Well, by the last year of my engineering study, I met Yvette Ramos. She's a Switzerland engineer, and to be honest, at the first, for me, engineering was for men. And after, when I start attending conferences and doing internships, I liked the job. And I'm very impressed, and I want one day to be like Yvette Ramos or Sylvia.
How about you?
So back at school, actually, the main subjects to study at university were always medicine or law. And so I always felt like I wanted to help people and make a contribution to the community, but also be a problem solver. So that's when I started thinking about engineering and material science. Seeing how raw materials come to their final product really fascinates me, even still. And that's how I'm here, and I'm enjoying my subject. I'm in my final year now, so now I need to decide what I want to do in the future.
Thank you.
How about you?
For me, I think it began also during school because I really liked physics, and I had a teacher. She was really good. I really liked her and her the way how she made the classes. And then everyone had to do a small project, and I could go to a small research lab. And this was a really great experience. And from this point, I thought, okay, working in the research field is really interesting, and I want to become an engineer.
For me, it also started in school, but it was like I heard about aerospace engineering, I think from a teacher. And at this time, I like to do things that are not usual for a woman or for a girl in class. And I started to joining summer schools from different companies and realized I really love aerospace, and I want to join it because I think women have a different idea of thinking, and that's the point what engineering needs. And it's also with management. So to my mind, it was just usual to join aerospace engineering and just to show we can do that.
So you're now, or many of you are now, like at the end of studying, as I understood. Like, do you already have plans what to do next?
Right now, I was working in industries for 5 years, and now I'm looking for a PhD position. Yeah, because I like research work, and for me, industry is very hard to women to deal with as a work.
What are the problems, or especially when you're staying for women?
So much time to work, and you want to be available all the time. So if you one day you become a mother, it's so difficult to deal with a job and your family, your house. Mm-hmm. I think woman is woman. So maybe in laboratory research, you may have time to deal with both work and family.
Okay. Do you already have plans?
For me, I'm in my final year, so I'm just looking at maybe if I can look into internships or graduate roles that will allow me to further explore my options. Right now, I do want to go into a client-based form of work where I do interact with clients and at the same time do have technical background. So right now I'm just trying to find my balance and trying to find a company that will allow me to have both instead of just one that's centered around all engineering with no client or face-to-face interactions. I do want to use some of the skills that I've learned from product development and so on to interact with people. So that's the path that I would like to go into.
This meeting here also is about networking. Yes. Are you like using like the people you meet here also to find jobs, for example?
Well, this is a networking event as well. So I have met a few people from even the United Kingdom where I'm from, and they've suggested a few companies for me, and I've also met a few Germans here who've suggested companies that's international that I could also look at. So I think language isn't really a barrier, it's just something that we can all get through. So yes, I'm very excited about many more networkings that I can do.
Okay. You also want to add something?
Here we are in a great opportunity to meet people, to have new ideas. There are a woman with, let me say, a big career, and they can give us ideas to the future as young professionals or students. It's quite important for us to meet them and to discuss with them. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So what are your plans for the future, and how do you connect to others?
So actually, I'm really lucky and grateful to have been offered a job as a metallurgical process engineer or development engineer. The role is to be set in autumn, but I'm still finding my way and still thinking about what I want to do in the future, and possibly an engineering doctorate as well. But one thing I've definitely taken away from this event is that I want to learn more languages. I have met so many inspirational women who speak 3 or 4, 5 languages minimum, and that's just amazing. And I think that's what I would like to aspire to, and that's something I want to take from this event.
Yeah, for me, I'm currently working on my master thesis, and I, it's in the field of product development, and yeah, I would like to find a possibility to also work in this field, but yeah, I haven't really decided yet.
Are you inspired here, perhaps also from other women, or like who tell about their job, or also have connections to companies who are offer good job opportunities?
Yeah, for me, yeah, this event is really inspiring. Also to hear how career passes could be, and how you start maybe in a smaller company and then find a better position, and yeah, this is really helpful.
Okay, so how about you?
Well, I'm just at my bachelor's degree. Afterwards, I want to do my master's degree, but I'm definitely sure that I don't want to work as a only engineer. I want to go to project management or technology management, and I think it's really inspiring at this event to hear about different career ways and to be aware of that there's no strict way how to do it or direct path to be good or have a career. And here at this event, by talking to other women, you can also hear what career means to each other. And it's not the thing that there's no one definition for career.
Of course. Yeah.
Yesterday, I saw the speech of Gina Müller. I was really impressed how this woman moved from cosmetic industries to automobile car industries, and she succeeded. So it was great move, she decided to move to this industry. It was quite different, and she succeeded. And this car industry is specialized for men. Then and she shows to the world, I am a woman, and I deal with it. So it's very impressed.
What I learned yesterday that I think stuck with me even till today was the fact that she said women need to take power, and she said this in regard to every situation, not just in engineering or technology, but in life really. Take that responsibility. We can take responsibility, and we can hold it, and we can flow through it, whether it be project management or anything else. We can take that power that we have and to grow, because it influences our kids and it influences people around us, to show them that we can do it and so can you. And I think she was just encouraging women to take the place of power, the higher roles, to just influence other people that it is possible. You can be a CEO, you can be a project manager, and so on. It's not just a men's role. So just showing us the possibilities, really, for the future.
Yeah. I also want to thank Franziska, because she's leading the group. I think she's a future leadership. She began her leadership, and I really appreciate this, Franziska.
Franziska's been taking care of us. Yeah. As soon as we landed from the airport, she's been telling us where to go and so on. And she's been really lovely. She hasn't been like controlling or anything. She's just been a friend, and it's really nice.
Just to add something as well. Thanks, Franziska. but also, I think it's important that women realize as well that you don't have to be a CEO. You don't have to have a senior role if that's not what you want to do. As a woman, as a female engineer, scientist, whatever you are, you can do anything you want to do. Not don't feel pressured into, oh, I have to be as powerful as a man, I have to act like a man. No, you're a woman and you should be proud of that.